June is National Indigenous History Month, with National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st. And in recognition, you're invited to take in On the River at the McLeod Theater in Leduc. It's a 60-minute live performance of music and video. And today I'm joined by Debbie Houle and Dale Hyde. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Debbie, I want to talk to you first. You're performing in the show. Tell us a little bit about what On the River is.
Well, On the River is a video ballad that was composed by the members of Ossini, so Cheryl Siwi-Pagaham, Sarah Pocklington, myself, and Maria Dunn. And we worked with Ground Zero Production to, you know, kind of to tell a story of the McDonald Hyde family and their experience with industry when industry kind of first started developing around the Fort MacKay First Nation.
Where did you get the idea to do this from?
Well, we got approached by Maria Dunn and Don Buzek with Ground Zero Production, and they had worked on a number of other productions, other video ballads, and so we met Don Buzek and Ground Zero. They had already, you know, relationships with the family, been doing these interviews with the family on kind of the impacts of development to their community, like to the land and to the river. And so that was kind of how it all started. They had been doing this work for quite a while, and they just approached us and asked if we wanted to collaborate on some songwriting, some composing, and that's pretty much how it all came together.
Dale, you're a descendant from Chief Dorothy McDonald Hyde. The story told is one through the lens of her life. What does it mean to you to have your family represented and preserved like this, and for this story to be a part of National Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations?
It's been so special to us to not only talk about the experience of Fort MacKay, but also to talk about the experience of my mom, who was a chief, a female chief in the early 80s when there was no other female chiefs in Alberta, and all of the different challenges that she had to go through and how she fought for her community and was such a strong role model for all of us. It's so amazing to be able to share the story of Fort MacKay and to share the story of my mom and the way that they honored her and our community with the way that they put this multimedia production together is just so beautiful, and just really grateful to be a part of it.
And you're inviting both Indigenous and non-Indigenous audiences to the show. What are you hoping the crowd takes away from it? Debbie, I'll ask you first.
Well, I think it's important to understand, you know, when we're talking about reconciliation, we're really talking about finding understanding, you know, between these two worlds, or many worlds, I guess. And our hope is that we're able to tell this story in a way that people who live close to the land or that have a relationship with the land understand the cumulative effects of development and how it affects our families and communities, how it affects our health. And it's really just about building understanding, I guess.
And Dale, what about you? Since you're, you know, part of the family, what are you hoping that people take away from seeing this?
I think what I'm hoping most is just that people see a different perspective of oil sands development. Fort MacKay is in a really unique position because the oil sands development started here as soon as they started building the Great Canadian Oil Sands in 1963. The community has been impacted for years, you know, decades, and we've gone through a lot of changes, both good and bad. And I think that complex, complicated history, I don't think you could ever capture all of it, but a lot of the viewpoints are captured in this production, and you can kind of see things from both sides. You can see both the good and impacts on the community. But I think that's the main thing that I want people to take away from it, is just a deeper understanding of how complex these issues are.
It is absolutely free. June 27th at 7:30, the McLeod Center for the Performing Arts in Leduc. And the link to get your tickets is up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.